What's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to KDR Podcast, one of the hottest podcasts from MGTOW and MGTOW only. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest, podcasting it up all around the world. I'm doing a podcast, video cast out there for MGTOW TV exclusive and Odyssey. Step away from YouTube. It's too much censorship. I can't be myself. They're doing all kinds of shadow banding, all kinds of stuff to the channel. They take away subscribers and shit. Yeah, the audience is small, but out here, but at least I'm able to express myself however the fuck I want to express myself. I don't have to worry about this community guidance and that community guidance. So fuck them. So let's talk about the issue in hand, by the way. So I feel you heard the news lately. Well, the Taliban took over Afghanistan, and that's a good thing. I'm not going to get into the neopolitics about it. Please. We got more bigger fish to fry than worry about politics, for heaven's sake. Because the reason the Taliban is back, and I'm glad that they're back, is because these bitches, they were getting out of control. Oh, no, I forgot. Let me play a little background music here. So, yeah. So, these bitches were getting out of control. As soon as you put the U.S. government out there, they start implementing this nonsense with the gynocentric. And they had Afghanistan women running the show out there, politicians, media, you name it. They run this show, and the Taliban, they're not there for that. The Taliban got a pimp hand, and he got to remain strong pimp hand. Now, I want to give you a fact, but the fact is, well, 2 months ago, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, well, they decided to be idiots, and they decided that women can travel all across the world with no partner, no husband, no brother, no father, and stuff like that. They can drive now, they can travel, and my estimate between 10 to 20 years is going to be instead of the kingdom, it's going to be the queendom, because it's going to become gynocentric just like the West. So sayonara otonara to out there, Saudi Arabia, they are done, over with. So the only country that we got to look in, right, is Afghanistan and maybe Pakistan. Still got the strong pen out there for the skank ass bitches, because, you know, the whole world is gynocentric. If you look at it, the West, just forget about it. It's done. We're done. The East, same thing. China got a little bit of pimping, but not too much. They kind of simping out there in China. But the only two places that I can recall right now, in my head right now, is those two countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But I'm glad to see the Taliban out there ruling shit, because they about to whip these bitches in shape. There's 20 years they were doing all kinds of stuff like that out there. And now, well, the men are back in power. So they took over the political party. No more skanks. It's all run by men and men only out there. Thanks Allah. Let's praise Allah, for heaven's sake. Even though I'm not a Muslim, but we got to give praise to where praise is due. But I'm going to play some video clips here briefly and stuff like that. So you don't think I'm kidding when I'm saying that once the West go and conquer these Middle Eastern countries, they do get gynocentric. They do want to put women in political positions and run the media, stuff like that. Let me do an illustration right here. I want to play a video right here of these two Muslim women right here in the United States. See, when you take the Muslim women to the Western world, they become polluted. And they start learning this culture, especially when they come second generation. First generation, they're good. They got standards and stuff like that. By the time they're second generation, all they wear is that rag in the head, and that's it. The rest is just like the rest of the Western skank. So let me play you here these videos, and then I continue with the podcast. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch? Pop up, guess who, bitch? Ding dong! You bring the concepts, Bill brings his inches. No one wants a waist over 9 inches. So what the makeup contains lead poison. At least your complexion will bring all the boys in. What did I say? Did I say they're gonna bring the filth? You saw those Muslim women out here in the United States and the Eastern, Western world? They get crazy, they start acting like crazy and shenanigans and TikTok videos and lip singing and doing all kinds of heaving shit. And we can't allow to have that shit in Afghanistan, for heaven's sake. No way, no way. The Taliban need to rule with an iron fist. At least one place on earth, it got to be Afghanistan. The rest of the world is fucked. We all fucked. But at least we can have the pleasure and look at Afghanistan when this thing happens. The new government out there. And it started whipping and doing all kinds of good stuff. Because the Taliban don't do shit for no reason, gentlemen. They have legitimacy when they do stuff like that. When they take out stick and start whipping a skank. Either they cheated, or they robbed somebody, or they did something bad. Because people think that women don't do nothing. You gotta understand, these Taliban out there, these people in the Taliban, they from hundreds and hundreds of years of tradition and tribal and stuff like that. They don't go out there on the public square and whip a chick or two or three or five or ten of them for shits and giggles. They don't do that shit. There's a reason behind that. They understand that women need to be in check. I am so glad, man, they took over the whole place. I am so glad, honestly. Now we can enjoy Afghanistan. I can enjoy Afghanistan now. Before I couldn't. Too many American troops and stuff like that. I want to go back to the old-fashioned whipping. Whipping. I don't want them women to be killed because, you know, the Taliban was kind of crude and stuff like that. Killing women for no reason. But a good-ass stick whipping, I'll take that anytime. Anytime. Yes, I do. And since talking about the Taliban and stuff like that, they started right away. You know, these motherfuckers, they don't fuck around. These Taliban, they don't fuck around, man. They start taking shit city by city, town by town, taking all the holes, kicking the women out. The women are running. The women are running. They hiding. They say the Taliban are coming. The Taliban are coming. They hiding. They don't know. They haven't seen women. Even the mainstream media trying to go out there. I want to play you this video, gentlemen out there. That this motherfucker got a strong pimp hand. They don't play around, man. This gentleman, they serious about keeping these hoes in check. And it was like this once upon a time, United States. You know, we used to burn witches. We burn them alive. We don't do shit like that no more. They got witches running around like crazy in the United States. Thank goodness. Thank Allah. There's at least one place that we can look at out there in Afghanistan. We can, you know, realize to ourselves, man, those guys are doing something right out there. I don't know what it is, but it looks good to me. Honestly, real shit, gentlemen. It looks good to me. Let me play you this clip right here in CNN. And they let you know they ain't playing around. And so you don't think I'm just talking verbal diarrhea shit. Let's play this clip out there by CNN. And I'll be right back, gentlemen. Check this out.
They've just told me to stand to the side because I'm a woman.
Have some women who are holed up there in Afghanistan on the show today, trying to book them on the show through an Afghan-American cousin who is here in the United States. But they're just too terrified. They're too terrified to come on, even with the promise of obscuring their voices and their identities. And right now they're holed up in their house. The Taliban is walking outside of their house and they worry it's just a matter of time until someone knocks on the door.
Women who have been outspoken, for women who have had prominent jobs, women in politics, women in the judiciary, female journalists, all of these women, incredibly strong, brilliant women, are right now absolutely petrified, just waiting to see what happens. Where can they go? Where can they turn? Will they become a target? Many questions.
Your dress code has clearly changed here in the last day since the Taliban took over Kabul. Is it safe there? Is it less safe for you? Obviously, you're reporting from the street, but what are considerations right now for foreign journalists like yourself?
Well, we've been told that we're free to report here. We're very cautious. We have good lines into the Taliban. Anytime we want to shoot video on the street, we'll stop and we'll go and ask them. For the most part, it hasn't been a problem. Occasionally, my gender does flummox them at the entrance to the presidential palace. As you saw, it was sort of an uncomfortable moment, and they were shooing me away and sort of asking why my colleagues had brought a woman with them, which is, you know, frankly, to be expected and not unusual. I will say also, Brianna, a lot less women on the streets today. Normally, Kabul, it's still a conservative society. Women do wear the headscarf, but not quite as tightly as this. You might see them with some hair showing. You might see them wearing colors. You might see them wearing slightly more shapely silhouettes than I'm wearing in this abaya. Today, seeing a lot more burqas on the streets and far fewer women.
Welcome back, gentlemen. See, everything's going to be fine. You know, what happened to the strong, independent women from Afghanistan? Why are they hiding? Why are they running? Why are they all scared? The Taliban is going to take care of them. You know, they're going to take care of them. What happened? They're strong, independent women. They all run around. Don't be scared. The Taliban, they're not bad people at all. They just got a strong pimp hand. They got everything under control. It's a man costume. They have to take care of business out there. They can't have these women running around like that. So everything's going to be run by men. Afghanistan's going to be great. You know, the Taliban, they're not that bad. They're letting the press out there to check out the scene, you know. They got a strong pimp hand with the reporter. Say, you listen, skank. You're a white skank out there from the UK. We don't want you here. Stay up in the side. See, they're not bad. When I say they're not bad, really, they're not bad. If I was one of these elder leaders out there in Afghanistan, one of these Talibanis, the first 100 lashes with a stick, it would be that reporter out there, that UK skank, reporting this nonsense propaganda and shit like that. I would put her in the public square and give her 100 lashes so she can go to the UK with lots of welts on her back, hot and toasty. But even the Taliban are too nice to the skank. You let me run the establishment there for a few years. I'll make that shit even tougher. But you know, the Taliban, they getting a little soft out there. I don't like that. But at least we can settle this down, right? At least we can, you know, take it how it is. And you know, this podcast, believe it or not, they listen out there in Saudi Arabia. I'm not exaggerating. So my shout out to Saudi Arabia out there. But you guys are fucked out there. The kingdom is going to become a queendom. Mark my words, within 10 or 20 years. You guys let those bitches loose now. And once you let those bitches loose, it's kind of hard to get them back in the box. Well, fellas, check this out, man. On the description below, I got the Telegram group, MGTOW Squad. You can sign up. It's free. Also, Odyssey TV and the podcast. The podcast, I'm going to put the link below. I also do a live stream, 10 o'clock Pacific time. So if you happen to be somewhere in the West Coast and you want to listen to some crazy shit, podcast, live stream, well, hit that button. You get notifications, stuff like that. Well, gentlemen, like I always say, peace. Stay MGTOW. I'll definitely catch you next podcast, live stream, or video.